It's not often that a president gets a chance to let his hair down in public. President Bush thought he had such a chance last week on a visit to small-town Virginia, and he took advantage of it. But as NPR's White House correspondent David Green reports, the president's downtime did not last long.
When President Bush visited the J.K. Moving and Storage Company in Sterling, Virginia, he seemed eager to just chill for a while. The audience was friendly, mostly local business people, and the president stood in the middle of this warehouse, gripping a handheld microphone, for 74 minutes.
Laura always says I get too long-winded when I come to one of these deals, and so I'm trying to rein her in here. Got something to say, though.
He did indeed. He was there to talk about the economy, but he also expanded on energy, education, tax cuts, even the wisdom of marrying women from Texas. Then he took questions. One gentleman asked about how Mr. Bush handles the burden of leadership. The president said it starts with his faith, his family, and his friends.
I'm proud to tell you that my friends that I knew before I became in public office are still my friends.
As if anyone needed proof, the president explained that he brings his old boyhood pals from Midland, Texas, to the White House to show them around.
I remember having some of my friends that I went to first grade with. A guy I grew up across the street with, Michael Proctor, they came up to have dinner at the White House, you know, they kind of walk in there. You can imagine what it's like. It's a great honor, and it's a pretty awe-inspiring deal. They walk in there and kind of, what are you doing here, Bush, you know?
It was a question and answer session, but the opposite of a press conference. Mr. Bush just seemed to be enjoying himself.
I was just wondering, when we'll see our lovely First Lady run for Senate in the great state of Texas?
Never.
Oh, come on. Ask her, will
you? No, I'm not going to ask her. Never.
As the president went on bantering in the warehouse, he didn't know that reports were swirling back in Washington about a new tape from Osama bin Laden, a tape threatening more attacks on the United States. Back at the White House, a reporter asked spokesman Scott McClellan if aides should have interrupted the president to tell him about the tape. McClellan's answer was no.
There's something that's of an urgent nature. The president is informed.
And he was, McClellan said, as soon as he put down the microphone. David Green, NPR News, the White House.